With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It was a record-length State of the Union. President Trump spoke for 108 minutes, breaking by 8 minutes the previous time mark from his address before a joint session of Congress last year. The president championed his immigration crackdowns and his push to preserve widespread tariffs that the Supreme Court just struck down. He says for the sake of the late Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, we must stand against political violence.
In Charlie's memory, we must all come together to reaffirm that America is one nation under God, and we must totally reject political violence of any kind.
The president drew some of the loudest applause of the night when he invited the Olympic gold medal winning U.S. men's hockey team to the House chamber. Delivering the Democratic response, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger says families are struggling under the president's policies.
Americans deserve to know that their leaders are focused on addressing the problems that keep them up at night. Problems that dictate where you live, whether you can afford to start a business, or whether you have to skip a prescription in order to buy groceries. So I'll ask again, is the president working to make life more affordable for you?
The Pentagon appealing an order that blocks punishment for Democrat Senator Mark Kelly.
With other lawmakers calling on troops to resist unlawful orders, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth censured the former U.S. Navy pilot. But a federal judge ruled that Pentagon officials violated Kelly's First Amendment free speech rights. Now, Justice Department officials have filed a notice with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. Hegseth wrote online that sedition is sedition. Kelly said, these guys don't know when to quit.
This is SRN News. A Minnesota lawmaker says kids need porn.
State Representative Lee Finke, a man who is living as a woman, opposes a bill that would require that pornographic websites verify that their customers are adults before admitting them. Finke says that LGBT children need access to porn for, quote, educational purposes. He claims that sex education in the schools is insufficient for gay youngsters, and so lawmakers must allow them to do their learning on the web's numerous pornographic sites. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in India surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned. Chair Vicky Hartzler says January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We are particularly concerned by a report of a Hindu mob beating a pastor. That's as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. This is SRN News. Waymo robo-taxis coming to 4 more cities in Texas and Florida.
The move expands the territory covered by Waymo's fleet of self-driving cars to 10 major U.S. metropolitan markets. The move into Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Orlando widens Waymo's early lead in autonomous driving, as rivals are still testing their robo-taxis in a few cities. Waymo's vehicles have already been providing more than 400,000 weekly trips in the 6 metro areas where they've been picking up passengers. Rich Thomason reporting.
Canadian regulators approving Gulfstream G700 and G800 business jets in a move that comes weeks after new tariff threats from President Trump over the plane status in Canada emerged. A Transport Canada database shows it certified the American company's latest private planes. That happened on Monday. More details at srnnews.com.